You're listening to the Raise to Empower podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Kamajis, a licensed clinical social worker with a multi-state online therapy practice. I have a passion for empowering women and mom therapists to break free of the fear, overwhelm, and oppressive systems that hold them back from taking action and building the private practice of their dreams. My goal is for you to boldly believe in yourself as a clinician and business owner. If you're looking for a place to learn practice building strategy and skill while also claiming your own power as a woman and a therapist, then you're in the right place. Welcome to the show. Welcome to this week's episode of the Raise to Empower podcast. Have you ever had a moment where you realized something that you thought was kind of common knowledge, but you're maybe having a conversation with somebody and you're talking about this thing as if you would assume they knew what you meant, and you quickly realize that, okay, maybe what you're talking about that you think is just something everybody knows about isn't really the case. I feel like I find that a lot of times as a therapist when I'm talking with people about like emotions or just different ideas around mental health, because, you know, you talk with a lot of other therapists or you engage with other people in mental health and we all speak the same language. And so then you start having this conversation with maybe a friend or a family member who's not in this field and you're like, oh, this is a light bulb moment for them. And for you, you're like, oh yeah, I'm just talking about the things I talk about every day. You quickly realize, you know, like they've never heard of this or they have no idea what you're talking about. I feel like outside of therapy in general, I've seen this when it comes to private practice building as well. Since 2020, I've seen a surge of people building their own private practices. I think especially as telehealth kind of became more popular because of the pandemic, people realized that they can have a private practice and they don't have to have this high overhead of an office. And so it's easy sometimes, I think, to, you know, I tell myself or other people think, oh, everybody already has a practice and everybody already knows how to start it because they know where to find the information or they just know what to do. But as I've been talking with some friends recently who have been thinking about starting their own practices, I've been reminded that no, not everybody knows what to do or kind of what their options are or where to start. So I'm going to do a few episodes over the next couple months that really focus on what to do if you're just starting out, because we need that information if that's the place that we're in. And I think sometimes even for those of us who have been in practice for a while, I always think it's kind of interesting to reflect back on of, oh yeah, maybe this isn't how I would do it again. Or are there things thinking about how maybe I would do it differently now that I can pull into where I currently am in my practice? So in this episode, I want to talk about three things that I would spend money on if I was just starting out building my practice. It can feel overwhelming starting out and feel like you need to buy or subscribe to all these things or that it's going to cost a lot of money to start. But to help kind of consider where to focus your financial resources, you need to consider three areas of things to set up and to spend your money on. Number one is, how will you hold sessions with clients and run the business? Number two is, how will clients find out about you and about your services? And number three is, how will clients contact you? So we're going to look at those three areas today and look at what are the things to spend money on in those areas. So to answer the question of how will you hold sessions and run the business, the answer is going to be through an electronic health record or an EHR system. There are a variety of different ones out there, and everyone will tell you why this one is good or this one is bad, and someone else will say the opposite about the same program. You know, you'll talk to three different therapists who have all used the same system, and they each will have something different to say. One will tell you why they have been with them forever. Another will tell you why they are actively looking. Another will tell you why they will never go back or why this one's the best one. And then you talk to somebody else and it's the opposite of that. So it can feel overwhelming. It can feel confusing when, you know, you're talking to people and you're just trying to get that information of like, what should I do? And everybody has this different opinion. What I find to be most important is really finding the one that works for you and for your practice. I am a big advocate of systems and having things streamlined. It helps create efficiency. There's less headaches. That means less work for you. And it gives you more time to do other things, whether it's in your business or outside of your business in your personal life. So I recommend trying to find a system that's pretty comprehensive. So things that will give you access to scheduling, to billing, to telehealth features, something that's going to help create ease for you and for your clients. Integration is kind of the word. You know, if you are able to have something that integrates with a billing system that you can charge credit cards, that you can bill insurance, those things are, I personally feel like, a non-negotiable. Again, it just helps create streamlined and efficient practices. I have done the thing where you have one piece of the practice run in one area, another run in a different area. So maybe you're charging the credit cards in a different system, but then you still have to go into this other system and, you know, reconcile that billing to enter the information. And that just becomes a headache and it creates extra steps that you have to do. Having a system also that has telehealth kind of integrated within their system is a great feature. And it's one that I recommend because it allows for ease of use for you and also for your clients. I think it's really important as we are putting our practice together, or if we have put it together, but we're looking at how can I change some stuff up, we always need to be considering what is the client experience? What is the, you know, the ease and the friendliness of how our practice is run? I have been in therapy several different times with different providers, and I can tell you therapists that have a system that is really clunky. It's hard to figure out how to access my appointments, or even in trying to schedule an appointment or get in contact with a therapist or just learn information about their practice. The more user-friendly it is, the more streamlined, the more ease, I guess, is what we're looking for. The more ease there is for me as the client, the more likely I'm going to want to engage with their services. So thinking about how is this going to impact the client and how is this going to allow them to easily have a therapy session, I think is so, so important. It's also really important to make sure it's HIPAA compliant. And I'll say, if you are going through an EHR system, most likely it's going to be HIPAA compliant because it's a health record. So, you know, that's not something that I think you have to be stressing over per se of like, I've got to find this HIPAA compliant system. If you're looking at EHRs, it's going to be HIPAA compliant. It's definitely something to just check off, make sure, yep, oh, they're HIPAA compliant, but I wouldn't stress yourself out over that because it's most likely going to be that. I would want to make sure that the features that I need, the features that I want are in that system.
We've all been told we need to network in our private practice, but no one actually tells us how to do it or what to say. Enter Comprehensive Connecting, effective scripts that expand your networking community and actually fill your online practice. This free guide will give you effective scripts to connect with fellow clinicians, medical professionals, and community stakeholders to build strong networking relationships that will help fill your practice. In this guide, you will get tips and tricks for building relationships that will lead to referrals in your practice, real-life examples of messages used to connect with referral sources, and customizable plug-and-send scripts for your specific practice needs. So download your free scripts guide today by going to bit.ly/compconnecting.
As a therapist, business owner, and a mom, managing your business finances effectively is crucial. That's where Bank Novo comes in.
Bank Novo isn't just a bank account, it's your partner in growth. With free checking and a range of features tailored to small businesses like yours, like no hidden fees or minimum balances, Bank Novo makes managing your finances simple and stress-free. But what truly sets Novo apart is its compatibility with the Simple Profit Method. Whether you're just starting out or looking to streamline your financial processes, Bank Novo seamlessly integrates with Simple Profit, helping you track expenses, managing invoices, and maximizing your profits effortlessly. And for listeners of this show, when you sign up for a free Bank Novo account at bit.ly/NovoAshley and enter the referral code AshleyComages, all one word, after making a $100 deposit, you'll receive $40 as a sign-up bonus. Yep, you heard that right, $40 just for taking control of your finances with Bank Novo. So fellow therapists, take the next step towards financial empowerment. Join me in choosing Bank Novo and unlock the financial tools you need to thrive in your practice. Now, it can definitely be overwhelming trying to figure out which ones to use and which ones to stay away from. And when you are starting off, cost is definitely a factor. I have, again, built my practice from the ground up several different times through different moves and leaving different group practices and such. And I get it. At the beginning, you don't want to be spending a ton of money, but inexpensive doesn't always mean better, because it may mean that you're spending more time kind of doing extra steps, or things don't work as intuitively because the system just not that great or intuitive. So you really do need to consider, what are you paying for and what are you not paying for? Is there ease? Is there a streamlined system? Are you paying for something that's going to require additional time from you, or additional steps, or additional money in other areas? I think one of the things that I kind of run this kind of thought process through whenever I'm looking at maybe adding something that's going to cost some money to my practice, you know, I look at, okay, so how many sessions would it cost to pay for this thing? And I'll tell you, most EHR systems, you're going to, if you have one client for the month, you're going to more than cover the cost of that EHR system. And that's, if you only met with them one time, you're going to cover that cost. So, you know, again, I totally understand where we want to keep money in our practice. We don't want to be paying out for things, but what are we sacrificing in the meantime? So again, it's really, you know, it can be overwhelming to, you know, think about what are my options and which ones should I go with. There are some, you know, pretty popular ones out there that you've probably heard other people talk about. There's, you know, Therapy Notes or Theranest or Jane, Simple Practice. I have tried several different EHRs, and personally, I've been using Simple Practice for the last close to 4 years at this point. And again, it's what works for me. It may not work for everybody else, but I love being able to have everything all in one place and not have to go between multiple systems. It's not for everybody, but I really love it. And I like how I've been able to set things up in it for me in the way that I need to. And they just this week finally launched the option to have your client's information and notifications be sent out to them in their own time zone, which was like a feature that we've all been wanting for so long. So if you do have a multi-state practice, or you're practicing with people across different time zones, that is a really great new feature, and definitely recommend you check it out. So again, if you are interested in Simple Practice, you don't have to be, but if you are, check out the link in the show notes. You can trial them for 30 days for free and get up to $200 credit for the cost of the system if you do decide to use them. If you went with the highest plan, that would cover 2 months for sure. And so you can have your free 30 days, 2 months covered. So for the first 3 months, you don't have to be paying for your practice, for your EHR. I definitely recommend you checking out a few systems. Most of them do have some kind of trial period. So, you know, go check them out and play around with them. see what feels intuitive for you, see what feels easy for you. And if it doesn't feel easy, if it doesn't feel right, then go check something else out. So the second thing we need to consider is, how are people going to find out about you and your services, right? We want to have clients, and so they need to learn about us. And the majority of people, when they are looking for a therapist, are going to go online to search for a provider. There are a plethora and a variety of ways to market your practice, and those are to come. We can talk more about those another time, but we want to focus on the essentials to getting this started. I am a big advocate of ownership and having control of your business and your assets. And so while directories are one type of marketing and they do have a place and they can be beneficial, it's not something that you own. It's not something that if you decide to no longer have that directory service, that you have that information, that you have that listing. So that's why I am such a big advocate and believer in having a website that you control and that you own. Having that ownership is such a big part of it. I know many people who have built practices without a website, but I think a lot of them have done so in times when maybe the website wasn't as important. Nowadays, people are going to go online and search for a therapist, and you want to have a professional website that stands out. That's that first impression a client is going to have of you. And most potential clients will search for your practice online. Now, building an elaborate and kind of optimized website takes time, and it definitely can take money. This is something that you're not necessarily able to do right at the beginning, right? You may not have money to throw at a website to have somebody else build it for you. But whatever we do, we want it to be something that you can build on. If we're going to start some kind of website, we want it to be something that you can build on and that you don't have to waste time and money for. That if you start it today and you're not ready to fully launch it, or you're not ready to fully spend money to optimize it for SEO and all of that, that you could eventually do that later. So if you are ready to start actually building a website, I recommend go ahead and get something like Squarespace or WordPress, where you actually own your website, you have complete control over your site. But if you're not able to start there and spend that kind of money right now, you can build a very simple website using Canva or something like that. You can create kind of a single page that at least has basic information about you and about your practice. And it can be enough for people to just know what service you provide, to learn more about you, to get contact information. And it doesn't have to be something that's going to break the bank for you. You can build that page for free and have that up there for as long as you need before you're ready to build that full kind of robust website. And so while you can build the page for free, what you do want to spend money on is a domain. So a domain is the web address that directs to your website. So when you go to google.com, that is a domain. So whatever people are going to type in to get to your website, that is your domain. So for me, my practice website is ashleycommagees.com. You can get a domain, some of them for as cheap as like a dollar, others for hundreds of dollars, but we don't need like a crazy expensive domain. So you can get them for like 10 to 20 bucks for the whole year. And I know a lot of times people get really hung up with starting their practice because, well, I need to have the practice name. What am I going to name my practice? And so then I can't come up with the domain for my website. I always recommend using your personal name for your domain. Let's say your practice is called The Wellness of Therapy. That is the name of your practice. When people are asking for a referral, or, you know, who do you recommend for therapy? They're not going to say like The Wellness of Therapy and somebody's going to go Google that. They're going to look up your name. So if your name is what they're going to search, and it's an easy thing to remember because they're going to say, oh yeah, go see Becky Smith, then that is the name that you want them to type in. Having that domain, it's just easy to be searched if it's your name, and it will direct to your website. We want your website and your domain to build some traction. So having that web address that you can carry with you to a bigger website is better. Even if you're not ready to build like a full robust website, spend a couple bucks to get that domain. That way you have that when you are ready to build the full thing. So the third and final thing that's essential to getting your practice started is having a way for clients to contact you and for you to contact them. They need to be able to reach us to try and schedule an appointment. We need to be able to get back in touch with them when they reach out. So we need a phone number, or an email system. We need to have a communication system that gives us the tools that are separate from our personal stuff. We don't want to be calling from our personal number. We don't want to be sending out from our personal email. It keeps the client's information from getting mixed with our personal communication, and we need to make sure we're using a system that is HIPAA compliant. One of the things that's great nowadays with technology is I remember back when I worked in community mental health, there were times I was carrying like two or three phones at a time, like literal physical phones. And we don't have to do that anymore because they now have virtual phone systems. There are a variety of different options that allow you to have a separate phone number from your personal one, but just not have to have a whole separate physical phone. So both numbers can go to the same phone. I love iPlumb because it's inexpensive. You can have a private number. They have a way to make it HIPAA compliant. You can even have a fax number if you want to, but that's the one that I use. I've used other ones in the past, but I really have been very pleased with their service the last few years that I've been with them. I know RingRx is another popular phone number geared towards providers as well. We want to use a HIPAA compliant email service as well to contact clients. There are several different email options, and they don't really have to be expensive, but you do want to make sure that you have one that is separate from your personal email and is HIPAA compliant. So G Suite, or what is now called Google Workspace, in and of itself is not HIPAA compliant, but you can take several measures to make it compliant, and Google can help with that. Hushmail is another really popular option for HIPAA compliant email. You want to do your research. You want to look at the option that if you do decide to switch email providers someday, can you have the same email address? I would say if you're saying, maybe I'm not ready to spend the money on a phone, that's okay. But an email address, I think, is a non-negotiable. You have to have a way for people to contact you and for you to contact them. So remember, when you're starting out, you don't have to do all the things at once. You don't have to spend a ton of money. You just need to start with the essentials, a way to have sessions and run the practice, a way for clients to find you, and a way for clients to contact you and you contact them. If you're listening and you're in that place of just starting out, I really encourage you to set aside some time in the next couple of weeks and do your research on the options I mentioned today. Just focus on the three pieces you need. Look at your EHR options, get yourself a domain name, and even if you don't have a website, just lock in that domain and at least get an email address. Again, if you're not ready for that phone number, that's okay, but an email address is something you absolutely need. And if you have questions about any of this, you can always reach out to me through social media or through email. I always love helping people get started with building their practices. It's one of the funnest parts of doing coaching and consulting to just kind of see the wheels start turning and people taking that first step to get their own practice up and running. So if you need that help, please feel free to reach out for support. And thank you again so much for listening and spending time with me here. And I will see you back here next week. Thank you so much for listening to the Raise to Empower podcast. Check the show notes for all links and resources mentioned in the show. If you found today's episode helpful or inspiring, be sure to share it with your therapist friends. And don't forget to subscribe to the show and leave your 5-star rating and review. It truly means so much to me and will help us get our message of empowerment out to other women and mom clinicians. And I'd love to connect with you in our Facebook community. So check out the show notes for the link or head to bit.ly/raise to empower to join us. I'll see you back here next week.